Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We just got done talking about Antonio Brown in the previous hour. I say talking about Antonio Brown. It turned into us doing a Zapruder analysis of the accent of his mover that called 911 that eventually sent him to jail for a night. Well, Antonio Brown is he was granted bail after a lengthy back and forth hearing. God, I'd give anything to have been a fly on the wall for that.
Well, those transcripts will come out.
Yes, they will. His bond will be $100,000. Again, he was arrested for assault, burglary with battery, criminal mischief.
How much do you have to put up? Our friend down there needs to weigh in on how much do you have to put in to get $100,000 bail?
I think it's usually 10%, if
Is
I'm not
10%?
Mistaken. Yeah.
Okay.
So his bond will be $100,000, Antonio Brown. He'll be required to get GPS monitoring,
okay.
Release his passport and guns, go through drug and alcohol testing, and a mental health evaluation.
The mental health evaluation, I think, is the big thing. And that's where it's tough because it's become increasingly clear throughout this saga, this ordeal of Antonio Brown. Remember last year, this time last year, he was showing up at Radio Row looking like out of his mind, not necessarily making a whole lot of sense.
He had the blonde mustache and everything.
And we were all wondering, all right, is this just an act to get himself up out of Pittsburgh? This can't possibly be the real Antonio Brown, right? Like, we've always known he's a little bit different, but it just seemed crazy. You look at this past year and you go through everything that happened in Oakland. You look at just even the weird cryotherapy thing. Who the hell gets into cryotherapy without putting the booties on?
Antonio Brown.
All this stuff. Yeah, exactly. That it's like, I almost completely forgot about the whole cryotherapy stuff where he had the frostbitten feet. And that might actually be your best indicator that something's not mentally right with him. Like, he's just off at the point where he really needs, I mean, every step along the way, I hear people say, how come his advisors aren't telling him to stop this? How come his friends aren't stepping in? Trust me, people are telling him to stop doing these things. You think when he texted, remember he texted his buddy where he brought that brought the former employee and was basically harassing her via text. And his buddy said, hey, buddy, all right, let's take this off the text line right now.
Yeah.
Nobody can control him.
Right.
Like, to the point where, he's clearly got issues.
Well, I'm looking at a picture. This is another tweet. This is a follow-up tweet that has pictures in it of his court appearance. He's wearing what they call an anti-suicide smock. Have you seen one of these things, Seth?
No.
I haven't either. It looks like a vest that somebody dismantling a bomb would wear. Here, there you go.
See, I'll describe this to you. It does. It looks almost like a bulletproof vest that's got Velcro at the top, and I guess he's got handcuffs. So I don't know exactly. Maybe is it because it's tight fitting?
I don't know.
How it keeps it from.
It's labeled an anti-suicide smock, which is the most interesting part of the whole thing.
And I knew that from the Aaron Hernandez trial. When they first bring anybody in, it's under extreme circumstances. They kind of put them on suicide watch.
Yeah.
And especially for people that haven't, I wonder if this sounds, I would guess your first trip to jail, I would imagine, is the most traumatic. And I don't think Antonio Brown's ever actually been to jail before.
Not that I can think of.
But it's kind of, and it's probably pretty traumatic. So I don't know. I don't want to read into that too much. I guess it depends on from place to place. It's kind of standard procedure almost to put him on suicide watch.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting to watch because he's getting a mental health evaluation, Antonio Brown. He's got to wear a GPS monitor. He has to surrender his passport so he can't leave the country, and he has to give up his guns as well. So they're clearly trying to make him a less dangerous individual to both himself and maybe people around him. Seth, this is the first time that Antonio Brown, as an adult, has existed without football. As either something to occupy his time or something to generate income. This is where it gets to be a scary time if you're somebody who cares about Antonio Brown. Is he, unless he's got some businesses on the side that I don't know about, unless he's got someone really good handling his money for him, he doesn't have the income coming in now, and he doesn't have anything to occupy his time. That's a bad combination for a guy who has these issues going
on. Right, right. No, and he's, and you know, you just wonder, okay, where does it go from here? And a lot of people have brought up that he, it seems like his behavior took a particularly dramatic turn generally after that Vontaze Burfict hit against the Bengals, where he just got laid out hard. I hesitate with that just because he was always a pretty eccentric guy, but I think it's fair at this point. Knowing what we know about, I don't even want to say CTE, because let's just say traumatic brain injuries, like old school, before we even knew anything about CTE, at times just post-concussion syndrome itself leads to very erratic behavior, whether it's CTE related, whether there's other things or other autoimmune conditions that can come up that they're learning about right now that are oftentimes genetically based that happen after you have a traumatic brain injury. It could have all been because of that, whether it's CTE or something else. He's just, he's not acting right. Yeah. And I don't know, but at what point, whose responsibility is that and how are they going to take care of it?
Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, is it for the state to step in? The guy's also got sizable amounts of money, I would hope, still for his own sake.
You would think.
It's just a mess.
Well, he's got grievances open. He's got grievances open against the league to try to get another $40 million out of him.
Because you know what I mean? Like, there's people that are criminals and commit crimes, mm-hmm. but they know what they're doing. I don't know if Antonio Brown in some of these videos, he's not in his right mind. Like, he's not making any sense at times.
I mean, that's obviously what they're going to try to get at with this evaluation, right? Like, what's up with this guy?
Oh, I think it would be an easy case. If he has the right attorney, if he wants to try to plead, I don't know what
insanity
the...
insanity or whatever. Technical phrase for
there's
it.
Video evidence that he's been compiling.
He's
for
provided
a year.
It. Yeah. He's been the executive producer of
there's
it.
Something, so it's an anti-suicide smock that prevents people from killing themselves somehow.
Okay.
So I guess it just makes it harder. They're noose proof. They're made out of quilted nylon cordura.
Okay.
And since the shoulder seems unfastened under pressure, the armholes can't be used as makeshift nooses either.
Okay.
So I suppose sometimes people use their actual shirts to somehow fashion a noose or something.
Anti-suicide smock cannot, this is a text message, cannot be broken down to create a noose from the material.
Okay.
So in other words,
right.
they can't take it and, you know, like you would a bed sheet and rip it apart it into a rope.
They're so bulky that flames burn out quickly. The adjustable openings at the chest and shoulders are lined with Velcro rather than zippers or hard knocks, hard hoops and loops. Wow. Okay.
Feels like something I would want to wear. It sounds very easy to put on, at least, without the zippers.
There's
Velcro.
Just walking around in your, let's call it a turtle suit. Anti-suicide smock.
It would probably get people
morbid.
Talking if I did that in the wrong way. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if you just showed up
to
work.
If I just showed up at work wearing an anti-suicide smock, like, I think Sean may have a couple of issues going. Well, what makes you think that? He showed up wearing an anti-suicide smock.
You could probably do
today.
It as a way to get the boss to lay off you
a little
bit.
Maybe get some attention. Yeah, Yeah. Hey, back away, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what I'm wearing here. It's an anti-suicide smock.
I say all that to say that I wouldn't read too much into him wearing that. I don't know if it's like common
probably
or whatever.
Maybe standard. Not probably. I'm not going to say probably anything. Might be standard procedure.
Yeah.
So that's Antonio Brown. When you get arrested for a felony charge, you have to get rid of your guns. That's a text message. Boy, I'm learning a lot this morning about the way this all works, about all the little different rules and nuances of this.
The GPS,
stuff.
So the ankle monitors, I know most ankle monitors must be GPS enabled, right? Now,
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're, if you're not under house arrest, but you're out and about, they want to be able to see where you are at any given time.
Yeah.
I saw, you know what I saw yesterday at Kroger? I saw an older fellow wearing his Fitbit on his ankle. Mm. And I was like, does that make, it might make sense because sometimes I've noticed if I'm like doing some kind of manual labor, I say that to try to sound more manly than just saying doing the dishes. I noticed that I'll get like, oh, I got 200 steps while I was standing
nice
there
little
at the
kick
counter.
Up,
So maybe this guy does a lot of work with his hands and he's like, oh, if I just keep it on my feet, it's actually measuring just the steps.
You didn't go up and ask him?
Well, because my other thought was like, is this guy just trying to get some street cred? Is he trying to fake an ankle bracelet? This pleasant octogenarian fella.
This is his way of telling people to stay the hell away.
Back off, fella.
Well, apparently it worked. You stayed the hell away.
Yeah, I did. No, I wanted to ask him about it, but I had raw chicken. I got you.
Well,
I had so many conversations that I'd like to have at the grocery store that are cut short by raw chicken.
The raw chicken takes precedent. Yeah. So Eli Manning has a press conference today. I teased into this segment. We have seven names networks are looking at. I don't know if we're going to get to all seven in this segment because the breaking news on Antonio Brown was interesting. We wanted to get to that. But one of the seven names is Eli Manning. He is retiring officially today from the NFL. He has a press conference coming up, I think later on today. I don't think it's taken place yet. I'll keep an eye on things, but I mean, ESPN was treating it like it was the presidential State of the Union yesterday, advertising this Eli Manning press conference. Do you think Eli's one of the seven names on the list that I have in front of me?
Well, I think for sure people would be surprised by how bright Eli is. Eli's face has never been the best indicator.
It's a little dopey.
It's not a great gauge. Just like the IQ test itself, Eli's face is not an actual great gauge of a person's real intelligence.
It doesn't inspire Super Bowl MVP level confidence, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of IQ tests, though, he did have a much higher Wunderlich than Peyton. I think people would always assume that Peyton was the really bright guy. Peyton's Wunderlich wasn't as high as people would have expected. Mm. And I want to say Eli got like a 40 or something really relatively
That's
high.
Fitzy territory.
Yeah, well, no, Fitzy got like a 49,
I think. What's the high you can get, 50?
Yeah, high as you can get is 50, okay, yeah. Okay. Fitzy got a really high one. Okay. It was pretty impressive.
40 is still pretty damn good.
Yeah. But anyway, Eli is brighter than people expect. And I think he's got more personality than I would have expected until I've talked to him once, but it was under circumstances where I kind of thought, like, yeah, that's about what I thought Eli would be like.
Was it at that golf tournament?
It was at that golf tournament. He was very, like, there were a lot of people coming at him.
But then
I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and he might have been drunk. But then I saw him on Saturday Night Live, and he had a lot of personality.
He did.
Yeah.
I watched that skit the other day that we talked about with him, where he made the emoji faces with his own face.
Oh, did you?
It was really funny.
Eli Manning got a 39 on his Wunderlich.
39?
Yeah, that's very good.
What did Peyton get?
Peyton, I'm going to guess that it was something like 28 or something. Not bad.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, and again, that goes to show you that how these IQ tests don't necessarily tell the whole story. They might expose some issues, and Peyton got a 28.
Does it matter more for quarterbacks than it does for other positions?
I think there's a more definitive correlation with quarterbacks. Okay. Yeah, there's not quarterbacks. Other positions, you can find a lot of guys that are below 20 that are still really good players. There are very few quarterbacks who get below, I think, a 20 that end up being good quarterbacks in the NFL.
What position, non-specialist?
I think Dan Marino might have had one of the lowest.
He had a bad Wunderlich score. He did.
He was like, he might be the best quarterback who had a low Wunderlich score.
Yeah, maybe so. What position, non-specialist, does it matter the least?
Well, I'm here to tell you, Sean, that as a former defensive lineman, I believe it may be defensive line. I think it is defensive line.
I figured that was the answer.
You know, now there are some cornerbacks that can get away with it, but they also, like, cornerbacks, even if you're a pure physical skills guy, you got to be able to diagnose route combos and everything. Like, there's a certain amount of spatial thinking that goes on there.
Yep.
You can get by as a defensive lineman if you need to, just by beating the crap out of people. You know?
I know. I've watched.
But intelligence does help a lot. If you have it helps a lot. It's just not as much of a requirement.
Not as much, yeah. Just go get the guy. Go tackle the man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.